Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you are listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we will work together to achieve excellence in life. Lose weight and keep it off, have incredible relationships, and work for meaning and success. Join me on the journey to become our best selves and to lead meaningful and engaging lives. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 63, Solve Your Problems by Not Focusing on Them. Well, one of the things that I've learned through just my studies in psychology and through just personal experience and through coaching a lot of people in life is that sometimes we've got problems that we're really stuck on, and we get frustrated because it feels like no matter what we do, how hard we try, it doesn't seem like we can come up with a solution that's going to get us to where we want to go. A little while ago, I had a great interview with one of the co-authors of the book, Slow Down to the Speed of Life, that's written by Richard Carlson and Joseph Bailey. And I talked with Joe about his book and all about the ideas about how we can really start living in the present and get away from living too far in the past and too far in the future. One of the things that we talked about in that podcast was the trap that we get through what he calls analytical thinking. And what analytical thinking is ways to solve problems that actually are tangible. So if you are balancing your checkbook and you come out that you're misbalanced, one of the tools that you can use is your analytical thinking to look at all the different records and the figures and figure out where you made the mistake in your accounting. If you're trying to put together a PowerPoint slideshow and you're having a hard time getting the technology looking, you know, analytical skills are great for figuring that out. You know, so you can go to, you know, the PowerPoint help function on the web. You can go to YouTube and see if anybody's created a YouTube video on how to work the technology. So things that are tangible, things that are practical, things that actually have a discernible solution, our analytical skills are great for that. But sometimes in life we have problems where our analytical skills will actually get us into trouble. So if you're having a problem with one of your relationships, whether it's with a spouse, a partner, a sibling, and you're thinking, gosh, you know, what's going wrong here? Why aren't we communicating well? And why are we always having these conflicts? I don't understand what they're trying to communicate. I don't understand how I'm supposed to communicate in a way that they'll actually hear me. Maybe you're having a struggle with your health and you're thinking, you know, gosh, it's like no matter how hard I try, it just seems like when it comes down to it, I just keep making food choices that are just really counterproductive. Or maybe if it's something around your career and you're thinking, I'm trying to move forward in my career. I'm trying to move up in the company, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do in order to communicate that, hey, I can do more for my company. If you use analytical skills there, what's going to happen is you're going to get more frustrated because those aren't questions that you can answer analytically. What we need is a creative process. We need to be tapping into our intuition, into our internal wisdom. We need a process where we're going to have an open mind to other counsel and to other help so that we can get new ideas and new perspectives in how we can solve our problems around our health, our relationships, around the work that we're doing. So an example of this is that what you need to do is you actually need to let go. You need to say to yourself, you know what? I can't solve this problem right now. And I'm going to put it on the back burner for a while because right now I'm getting too frustrated. And an example of this is, you know, a few months ago I had a period of time where I was struggling with my eating. And I just was like, you know, I'm just not eating right. And I consciously know what I'm supposed to be doing, but when it comes down to, I'm just making some really poor choices, and it's getting me off track, you know, in my goals, and I don't like that. And I could sit there and try to analyze why I'm this way, but that's not, you know, there's another reason for that. And so I just said to myself, you know, I'm just going to let this go. And I'm just going to put it on the back burner. I'm just going to do life and just let my own internal wisdom come up. Well, I did that. And a couple of days later, all of a sudden, it occurred to me that I was stressed about a particular relationship that I have. And I felt like I wasn't being the person I needed to be. And all of a sudden, that awareness came. And I thought, okay, I get this. Now I know what to do. Now I know what I need to do in order to improve this relationship. Now, had I mulled that over analytically, I could have just sat there for days and days and days and beat myself up for being so stupid and not knowing what to do, you know, getting more frustrated and, in a sense, spiraling into maybe even depression or anxiety. And that's what will happen is if we take complex problems and try to solve them analytically. But if we use our creative brain, that part of our brain that can tap into our internal wisdom, that can tap into our knowledge, that can tap into, in a sense, our intuition about what to do, this works. And I know that when you're listening today, you know what this is like. So think about a time when you've been at work and you've been stuck on a project or stuck on a problem, and you start hammering it out, and you just get to a point, and you just go, God, forget it. I can't deal with this anymore. And you get up, and you go for a walk, or you go down the hall, you get a cup of coffee, you start working on something else, and then all of a sudden, bam, the solution comes to you. And that's because we've let it go. We've allowed our creative mind now to get active. And in the background, our creative mind is mulling this over out of our consciousness, and at some point, it's going to come up with a solution, and then there it is. And I know we've all experienced this because I've had it happen to me, you know, hundreds of times, just where I get stuck on something, and then as soon as I stop focusing on it, that's when the solution comes. Now, maybe it's immediate, maybe it's going to take a couple of days, maybe it's even going to be a week or so. But I'm confident enough now that I've got the internal wisdom and an intuition that I need to come up with the solution, or that I'm going to be open to really good ideas that I'm hearing from other people or through books or blogs that I'm reading or through things on the radio that I'm hearing, that good ideas will filter in to help me solve the problem. And so my encouragement to you is if you've got something you're really stuck on right now, whether it's around your health or your relationships or something around your work, let it go. Just let it go. Just say, I just can't focus on this right now. It's okay to not focus on it. It doesn't mean I don't care about it. It just means that right now, I've basically beat this thing to a death and I'm not any closer to a solution than I was a week ago. So I'm just going to let it go and trust myself, my internal wisdom, my internal intuition, my openness that a solution is going to come to me. And I guarantee you that if you do that, you'll be open to the possibilities. You'll be open to other people. You'll be open to good ideas. You'll be open to your own internal wisdom, and that solution is going to come. So my encouragement to you is if you are in that place, stop focusing on your problems so your problems will solve themselves and you'll come to that solution. All right. Well, I hope you found this helpful today. If you think it would be helpful to anyone you know in your life or at work or wherever you go, let them know about the podcast, forward it to them, or send them to my website at dennisbird.org. All right, everybody. Have a great day, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks for joining me today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it by sending them to dennisbird.org. And go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review, and what this does is help other people know more about me and what I'm up to. And if you have any questions for me, if you have any podcast or blog ideas that you would like to know more about, you can also go to dennisbird.org, click on the tab, Contact. Have a great day, everybody.